Good morning and happy Sabbath. Before we get started today, I just need to say a word about last week's message. I wish I had some part of the planning, but I did not. I want to thank Elder King for his innovation, and we got a chance to see people. Now I'm hoping, seeing that I'm the pastor of two churches, that the members of the E-Course Seventh-day Adventist Church will have an opportunity to do something similar so we can see the members of that church too. Again, we praise God for the program last week, and we're looking forward to see how God can continue to allow us to evolve where we can do things in a way that allow us to simply praise His name. Happy Sabbath, my friends, today. Well, we started with a series on the book of Jonah, and the very first sermon in that series, part one, was entitled The Road to Prison. The Road to Prison. Today, we are doing part two of that series, and the sermon today is entitled Road to Rehab. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this message, and I trust as we share today that God will indeed move in a way to us individually. While He speaks to us as a body, we trust that He will speak to us individually. Before we go any further today, I want to do something a little different in that you've always been reading with me on the screen. Well, today I want you to be involved in reading your Bibles. So I'm going to give you a minute to get your Bibles. Find the book of Jonah. We're not going around with different texts. Just Jonah, just the book of Jonah. And you'll hold it there. And we'll be looking at a few scriptures from chapter 1 and chapter 2. But just the book of Jonah. And today, as the Lord leads, as the word goes forth, I would like you to read with me from your very own Bible. Before we go any further, Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Speak now to your children through this man of clay. In Jesus' name, amen. Just to recap for those who may not have been with us last time we started a series, or who may still want to have some summary of what we talked about. We spoke on the fact that Jonah was running from God. He was given an assignment. God sent him to Nineveh because some people lived there that were doing bad things. And Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. So he went some 2,000 miles in the opposite direction, towards the west of Spain. God sent him to Nineveh, and he said, God, I'm going to Tarshish. He wanted to be free from God. But in his quest to be free from God, and what God had asked him to do, Jonah had no idea that he was now on the road to prison. I wonder, has that ever happened to you? Has God ever given you something to do and you decided, not me, God? I'm going in the opposite way in which you're telling me, not knowing where that road would lead. The road to prison is a road that begins with disobedience. It's a road that begins with disobedience. Anytime we find ourselves disobeying God, something good is not going to happen. And that road for Jonah of disobedience led to disappointments. And then it led to disaster. Jonah, instead of having a whale of a time in Nineveh, in terms of a revival, he was having a whale of a time in the bottom of the sea. That's what disobedience can do to anyone who simply says, I'm not following what God wants. Jonah was disappointed. He was asleep in the bottom of this ship to which he paid his fare, to Tarshish. And while he was asleep, he was rudely awoken from his sleep at the bottom of this ship because there was the disaster of a storm. Heathen sailors reluctantly threw Jonah overboard to what they considered, listen to me, my friends, these heathen soldiers didn't want to do it. As the storm raged and they could not do anything to contain or to move the vessel, they decided that it came upon Jonah. It was as a result of this man, and they prayed to their gods, G-O-D-S, saying, forgive us for what we're about to do. We don't want this man's life to be on our watch. And they threw him overboard to what they considered to be certain death. But, there is something that is coming. Some may think that you are doomed in your disobedience. But when it comes to salvation, God alone has the last word. Let me slow down and say that in a very meaningful way. Sometimes in your disobedience, others may write you off, and they may conclude you are doomed. You're going to die in your disobedience. But the story of Jonah reminds us that God alone has the last word. Young lady, young man, somebody decided because of what you've done, you're doomed. Maybe you're heading to prison. But I want to reassure you today, on God's holy day, that God alone has the last word. Say that with me. God alone has the last word. Sometimes we may think that we are not there. Here is Jonah, bubbling up and down in a stormy sea. He thinks he's going to die. But here comes Jonah 1:17. I want you to take your Bibles and read together with me what this word says. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 17. It says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. I think I said before that God alone has the last word. Jonah thought he was going to die. I would have thought the same thing myself had I been in a sea that was raging. No rescue. The only vessel left me. But God alone has the last word. The Bible says God had prepared, my brothers and sisters, I want you to focus on that word. We serve an awesome God. It's not that he needs to prepare. God can do things in a nanosecond or less. But he wants us to know by this word today how much he thinks about us. And even though we might be heading in the wrong direction foolishly, God is preparing for our salvation. I'm reminded what we usually use when we're dealing with funerals. That's not a funeral text only. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare. Here's that word again. To prepare. God had prepared. Now, I just want you to use your imagination. Take some liberties with the preacher today. Here is God. Here is Jonah. Some folks say a whale. The Bible says a big fish. Is it possible that that was the only big fish around and just happened to be there? Or did my God prepare the fish? Stop and think for a moment. The Bible tells us that with Balaam, a donkey spoke to him. With Jonah, God prepared a fish. We serve an awesome God that he will use anything to save us. And he tells us that if we don't proclaim the gospel, even the rocks and stones will cry out. God prepared. That's wonderful that even in our disobedience, God is thinking about us. He prepared a great fish. And God said to the fish, listen now, fish. That's my man down there. I know you can swim, but I'm going to do something to you so that you not only swim fast, but you will wait in the exact place where Jonah would be. So Jonah was struggling, maybe water in his nostrils, entering his lungs, and God had a fish with an open mouth. Come on in, Jonah. I'm reminded what the kids would say about Deacon Brown. We're told he was a man who always had a text for everything. And one day Deacon Brown was preaching, and as he opened his mouth, a fly flew in, and the kids began to laugh. Deacon Brown, what do you have to say? And the deacon responded, he was a stranger, and I took him in. God has a way of preparing even for disobedient children. That's the point I want to make even now. Jonah, you're going down, but God has prepared a fish just for you. God has prepared a fish just for you. Jonah was now in prison. He had no idea that he was serving a 3-day, 3-night prison sentence. Jonah was in prison. When incarcerated, prisoners can choose to serve their time until they're released, until they die. Or they can choose that even while in prison to change. They can have rehab or recidivism. Rehab means change. Recidivism means if I'm let out, I'm coming back in. Jonah was in prison. When we think of recidivism, it refers to the tendency to relapse into criminal activity after a first conviction. We understand life and what it means. Recidivists are also known as repeat offenders. Hey, guilty as charged. Maybe not you, but that phrase, repeat offenders, applies to me. Sometimes we don't fully appreciate what God goes through when we keep messing up. In the United States of America, we understand that we only have 5% of the world's population, according to the Pew Research Foundation. And yet, we have 25% of the world's prisoners. 5% of the world's population, but a full one quarter of the world's prisoners. And of the 2.3 million people incarcerated in the United States, the Pew Research Foundation tells us that 83% reoffend within 9 years of being released. Wait a minute. You mean that there was no rehab? Because without rehab, we will reoffend. Jonah was not only in prison, watch this now, but the text says that Jonah was swallowed by this big fish. It didn't say Jonah and anybody else. Wait a minute, what are you trying to say, preacher? I'm so glad you asked. Jonah was alone. Now, if you happen to ever been to the big house, prison, or you've known someone who have been to prison, or you've availed yourself of information about prison, there is a place for people that they separate from the population. And they put them in what is called solitary confinement. It means they're without human interaction or company. Jonah, watch it now, my friends. Jonah was not only in the belly of the whale, but he was alone. He had no human company. Therefore, he was in solitary confinement. My brothers and sisters, this is awful. But Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1, and I want you to read this text with me. We're reading today. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. In other words, Jonah was saying, let the rehab begin. Because while he was alone with no human company in the fish's belly, Jonah knew he was not so far that his God could not hear him. Listen to me, my friends. There is no depth to which you can go that you can't pray. Jonah was in solitary confinement, but he was praying unto God. And so it brings me to the first point in Jonah's prayer. The first of 3 points I'm going to make today. Last week, it was the letter D. Disobedience. We're talking about disappointments and disaster. Today, we're going with the letter A. The first thing we want to know about Jonah in his prayer is that he had an acknowledgement of who God is. Jonah was able to acknowledge even from the belly of the fish that God is. He had an acknowledgement of his God. He turned his eyes and heart in God's direction once again. Even though he was at the bottom of the sea in the belly of a fish. And I said, Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2. I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. I hope you're reading this at home. and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Jonah 2:2. Jonah acknowledged God, and he cried. I like the way the Message translation puts it. In trouble, deep trouble, I prayed to God. He answered me. From the belly of the grave, I cried, help! You heard my cry. This is Jonah. Jonah's first act in rehab was his acknowledgement before the Lord. What is your first act in rehab? What is your prison? And from your prison, even from solitary confinement, when no one wants anything to do with you, even when you feel alone, I want you to appreciate, like Jonah, you can have an acknowledgement before God. Then I say it, Jonah 2 verse 4, we're reading today, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Wait a minute, Jonah. You're saying that you are in a dark, slimy, smelly place, out of the sight of God? Well, Jonah, you're right. You can't see God, but my God can see you. There are times when we may not be able to see God. Imagine where God is from where we are because we've gone so low. But let us never forget that Jonah is praying because he knew that while he could not see God, God could see him. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? And then Jonah says in verse 8, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I looked this up in the NIV because I wanted to have a translation that we can relate to. It says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. The NIV puts it this way, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. Jonah was saying, whatever my idol, I cling to my idol, and in the process, I remove myself from God's love. I've chosen my Tarshish instead of Nineveh. I'm going where I want to go. There's a lesson here for us. The Message translation puts it this way. Those who worship hollow gods, God frauds, walk away from their only true love. Jonah, when you decided to run, you thought you were walking away from your only true love. Because Jonah, no one can love you like God can. But Jonah was now in rehab. And in rehab, Jonah acknowledges who God is and how God works. Jonah confesses his sin before God. And here is what Jonah says. Read with me. We're reading today, verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Hold a minute. I will pay what I have owed, the promise I made, the vow I took when I said, Lord, I accept you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. When I say, Lord, I believe you, I'm going to be baptized, and then I drifted. Jonah is saying, look, I've been there, but now I'm recognizing that I need to go back to the vows I made. Jonah went from not only acknowledging, but he went to making an agreement. He says, I will pay that which I have vowed. Brothers and sisters, I want us to note where Jonah is. And I want us to relate that to ourselves. Whenever we are in trouble, it's easy to make vows. God, if you only help me this time. God, I'm not going to do it again. God hears us, and he knows very well that in the future, this thing is going to be repeated. And yet, God accepts Jonah's vows as sincere. I will pay that which I have vowed. I'm going to be true to you, God. I'm going to keep my word with you. So Jonah had an acknowledgement, and now he makes an agreement. My question today to my brothers and sisters on this subject, Road to Rehab, what agreement are you making with God? What promises are you making with God? What are you telling God? God, I'm going to put that bottle aside. God, I'm going to leave this person alone that is not belonging to me. God, I'm going to stop smoking my weed. I'm going to stop eating things that dishonor my body. God, I'm not going to go certain places anymore. God, I'm going to stop gossiping. God, I'm going to be honest and faithful to you in my tithe and offering. What vows are you making to God because you are in the belly of a smelly, stinking, slimy whale? Fish. It's easy. I've been there. It's easy to make a vow when you think you're going to die. In the marital vows, they say, in adversity or prosperity. Some folk only stick together as long as things are going well. Prosperity. But in adversity, This is the kind of God we serve, because Jonah does not have a right to anything, and yet God hears him. Here is my God. In other words, Jonah is saying, Lord, I am not running anymore. I am trading in disobedience for obedience. This is Jonah now. God, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going in the direction opposite to which you want me. I'm walking in lockstep with you. I'm trading in my disobedience for obedience. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a place where, because of where you are, you can do nothing else but call upon God? Jonah was saying, you called me to be a prophet. But from now on, God, I'm going to be at your beck and call. Wherever you lead, I'm going to follow. I'm going to go wherever you want me to go. In rehab, Jonah acknowledges. Then he makes an agreement with God. Have you acknowledged God? First of all, you have to acknowledge that you're in prison. A prison that you put yourself in because of your disobedience. But God says even in prison, you can be changed. There can be rehabilitation. Have you acknowledged who God is? And having acknowledged, have you made an agreement with God? So there is, when it comes to the road to rehab, is the importance of acknowledging who God is, and then, like Jonah, making a vow, having an agreement as to what you will do for God. Number three, The road to rehab leads not only to acknowledging who God is and agreeing with God, but being accepted by God. Hold a minute, preacher. What are you trying to say? You mean to tell me that after Jonah ran from God, paid his own fare, got into ship, got some sailors in trouble, that you would still accept the word of this man, his agreement? Well, well, well. I just love God. Let's read verse 10 together. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Hold a minute right there. Wait a minute right there. Did you see it? God made the fish, and he could speak to the fish. He can tell the fish what he wants to do, and the fish obeys. God made us, and he tells us what he wants us to do. Do we, like the fish, obey? The Bible says, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Hold a minute. Get the picture in your head. Jonah is in a wet, slimy, smelly place. That's where sin is. And God says, for every place that is wet, slimy, and stink, he has a dry land for us. And he prepared a fish, first of all, so that Jonah doesn't drown. And then he directs the fish where to go and puts Jonah out where he needs to be, on dry land. The road to rehab leads to God's pardon and acceptance. Wait, my friends. Did you get that? Rehab is important, because with rehab, we get to rediscover this God we love, this God we serve. Acknowledging who God is important on this road to rehab. Making an agreement with God is important on this road to rehab. Being accepted by God is important on this road to rehab. Last week, it was disobedience, disappointments, and disaster. This week is acknowledging who God is, agreeing with God, making an agreement with God, and being accepted by God. If there is no rehab in prison, there will be relapse and recidivism. Relapse that if we let out, we're going back in. We're heading back to prison. Well, God is not taking us out of prison just so we can go back into prison. God is taking us out, like he said to the woman at the well, go and sin no more. This is the God we serve. God says, acknowledge him. Make an agreement with him and receive his acceptance. Question, where are you today? Are you in prison? If you are, all is not lost. Avail yourself of rehabilitation. God can change you. Jonah was in the bottom of the sea, in the belly of a fish, but Jonah cried unto God. He acknowledged who God was. He made an agreement. He said, I'm going to keep my vow. I'm going to go back to the promises I've made to you. And God accepted him and told the fish, swim up on this beach and put my servant out because he has learned his lesson. So today, my brothers and sisters, what will it be for you? And I ask myself the same question. I can choose disobedience and experience disappointment, which will lead to disaster. Or I can, even from my prison, acknowledge him for who he is. Even from my prison, I can make my agreement with him. And even from my prison, he will accept me. What will it be? I trust today that in prison, we will choose rehab and not experience release. I trust today that you will decide, in whatever prison you find yourself, to acknowledge that God can bring about change. But don't be like the person of the past. As soon as God releases you from the prison, you go right back to where you were. We will continue part 3 of this message next week when we talk about the road to revival. But today, I choose rehab. I trust you will do the same. Father in heaven, we thank you for the lessons of Jonah. The Ninevites were bad people, cruel people, but you had their salvation in mind. You didn't write them off. May we feel your love, and as you apply it to us, may we not write others off also. Thank you for rehab. Thank you for the experience that we can acknowledge who you are, that we can make an agreement with you, and that you will accept us. This we pray and thank you in the name of Jesus. Let the saints all say amen. May God bless you.